This is UNN Urban Network News, sponsored by ahintofmoss.com. I'm Alexander Caden. The body of a 29-year-old black woman was found last week hanging in a tree behind a vacant home in Mississippi. Okay, let's see if they claim suicide on this one. Trump is again moving forward with his attempt to remove Lisa Cook, the only black woman, from the Federal Reserve over unproven allegations of mortgage fraud. A new poll finds black women are frustrated with Washington, but are more motivated than ever to vote in November's midterm elections. Black women, who have long formed the backbone of the Democratic coalition, helping deliver victories in election after election, feel politically homeless, saying neither major party is doing enough to address their needs or priorities. John James won the Republican primary and seeks to become Michigan's first black governor. The GOP nominee now faces Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson in the November general election. A black public safety official for a New York State Police Department faces criminal charges, including attempted murder, for allegedly helping her son flee a gang-related shooting in New York City. If anyone was hoping the nation's only black governor, Wes Moore of Maryland, would use his growing national status to hint at a 2028 presidential run, well, keep waiting. Moore said he's not interested in talking about the next presidential election with him in it. He's strategizing about the one that's coming up, and he's not in it. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News with information for and about people of color. Sponsored by ahintofmoss.com, featuring 100% wildcrafted sea moss in a variety of flavors along with other fine products. That's ahintofmoss.com.